This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, David. Before we get to Pistons talk, any ticket techs?
Yeah, a lot of people are saying no thank you on DJ Reed. I'll pass on that one.
Yeah.
Won't do that at all.
Can I, Rico, you've been fabulous. And I before we do anything in the ticket techs, guys, I got to do something. I have to. I'm very annoyed by something I've just read. May I?
Yeah.
Okay. Spencer Torkelson. There has always been an air about this, whispers about coachability, not wanting to change his swing. And look, this is a guy fighting for his professional life. Do we all agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So in the Detroit News today, I want to read you these comments. And it makes my head explode. Quote, mechanics are mechanics, and there's things to clean up. But what got me here is the ability to hit. The natural God-given ability to hit. That's what I'm going to lean on. That's what I've tried to lean on this offseason. The Tigers have a brand new climate-controlled batting cage with all the bells and whistles. He could have his swing mechanics analyzed both biomechanically and metrically and get all of the data points. He wants none of that. He doesn't even want to watch video. Quote, that's not me. That's not the way I roll. I'm old school in the fact, you know, that felt good. The ball flight looked good. That must have worked. Holy hell. Are you effing kidding me? Son, your whole life is on the line here. And I don't know if you're aware of it, but unless you're taking hitting advice from Ty Cobb and Hank Greenberg, the game has kind of evolved, and your way doesn't work. You're on your way to being one of the biggest number one overall busts in history.
Yeah.
What on earth from the Det News?
Your way got you a one-way ticket to Toledo. That's what your way did. So,
holy hell.
Hope you like Tony Pacos.
Underrated. No one's rooting against Spencer Torkelson. It doesn't behoove us to do so on a team that is woefully short on power, and to be more specific, woefully short on right-handed power. Fellas. My God-given ability, I don't need your newfangled toys. I'll tell you this. The Tigers, Scott Harris, the very intelligent people he has brought over, the analytics department, I'm telling you, you say something like this, I'm sure there's some mahogany-covered office where a stapler just got thrown against the wall. Like, you've got to be kidding me. Son, you're basically telling the team you don't believe in modern baseball, you don't believe what they're trying to teach, and well, that ain't how I roll. You know who I'll accept that comment from? No one. But literally, it would have to be like Barry Bonds. You know what? That's not how I roll. And I'm probably not in a position to tell Barry Bonds to do it a swing. But like, if Aaron Judge is going through it, I don't want to hear about that. You do lean into the tech. Mm-hmm. You do lean into the facilities. You have to evolve, adapt or die. That upsets me way more than the Javi thing we did earlier. Just to show you where I'm at.
See, Mike,
if you tell me you're doing everything in your power to save your career, I'm a human being. I'll naturally root for you. When you say stuff like this, I'm with Rico. Enjoy the sausage in Toledo. Goodbye.
Yeah, you just said it. And for years, this organization, and Alavila was trying to improve that kind of department, that analytics department, trying to. And now the Tigers have invested in that. They have this, what the article says, climate control batting cage with the bells and whistles, and you can see the swing mechanics and analyze it and everything you need so that you can get better. And yet, he's not doing it. Not even that. Why is watching video a problem?
That's
watching video
roll,
is simple. You look at what you're doing and you fix things from it.
Right.
Period. That's away from the analytics. That's just a simple watching a video. Oh, you know what? My bat is a little bit. That's simple.
David, you just described every sport coach sitting down with the player. Hey, son, let's look at this, okay? You need to work on this. Here's your swing. You need to work. Football, okay, you're breaking out of your cut too soon. Okay, this is what you need to do. A quarterback, looking at your throwing motion. This, because sometimes when you see what you're doing wrong, you're like, oh, okay, I know exactly what I was thinking at the time. I know, and it helps you. But your Torque gets to say that if he's regularly hitting 40 home runs and he's going through a slump, and you're like, you know what? He'll fix it. You were in Toledo last year, okay?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Right, like if you got 6 All-Star games to your credit.
Yes.
I'm with you. Like if Ronald Acuña said it, maybe, but I still have a feeling you'd be pissed.
Yeah.
You can't say what he just said. Oh,
he
mercy.
He sounds like a player from the 70s that doesn't want to this technology. But you're not Pete Rose. You're not Ichiro Suzuki. You're just none of that.
David, you know what, David?
Oh boy.
That to me, maybe he should be playing for the Lions.
Whoa, boy. Debt News has got the complete article, but I just read you the quotes. I gave you what you need to have. David Ticketek's. Holy Jesus.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Someone says Torque is Johnny Manziel, zero film.
It's so bizarre. It's such a weird thing to say. Even if this is what you're really doing, don't tell the world. Lie. I don't care. Just don't. If you say this, you're basically telling the team, I'm not here for what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I got God-given ability and F you. That's, oh boy.
Someone says, this is a disaster waiting to happen. Give me a guy with J.D. Martinez's mentality over Spencer Torkelson every day. This is a joke.
Look, candidly, I mean, J.D. did something that's very rare in baseball history. He took his swing and dropped an atom bomb on it. I think he was 25 when he did it, and he remade his swing completely. And you were the benefactor of it. Now, I'm not smart enough to tell you whether Torque has to completely redo or what. But when you're not doing anything in 2025 baseball, but, you know, a good prayer, good water, and a good bat. Okay, well, this ain't the natural, and you're not Roy Hobbs. Like, that's insane behavior. Mm-hmm. I'm half expecting Torque to go to the plate with a bat that says lightning on it. I can't believe this, guys.
It is unbelievable. It is.
I'm flabbergasted. It's unbelievable. I'm pretty sure Torch just rose above Javi in my power rankings of disdain.
You know, I'm hoping he was misquoted.
Whoa, Kimo Sabe. Buddy, it's kind of hard to misquote five paragraphs.
Well, you know.
Oh, and then you have a text like this. I think you guys are taking Torque's comments out of context.
All right, hold on for the people in the back. I'll read it to you. What's out of context? Mechanics are mechanics, and there's definitely things to clean up. But what got me here is my ability to hit. The natural, God-given ability to hit. That's what I'm going to lean on. That's what I've leaned on all offseason. Then the paper writes, these aren't his quotes, they have a brand new blobbity blue, climate controlled, and, you know, bells and whistles, and you can get all the readouts and the data. He wants none of that. He doesn't even want to watch video. Quote, that's not me. That's not the way I roll. I'm old school. What's misquoted? That's not exactly like cutting and dicing. That's paragraphs of.
No,
oof.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I didn't mean to derail things, but I saw those quotes and I'm just like, yep, that's not good.
No, I'm laughing because I was watching that 30 for 30 on Reggie Jackson, and I guess he spoke out against some teammates with the Yankees and Thurman Munson. He walked into the clubhouse and was like, Reggie was like, I was misquoted for five pages.
Yeah. And Thurman was the captain. That was my father's favorite player.
He was like, okay, I guess you got me there.
Yeah. You were misquoted for 176 pages? What?
Oh,
be
man.
Curious.
All right.
I'm curious to see what. Oh, man, I wish it could be like a reality show where we got to watch Scott Harris read these quotes for the first time.
Get Spencer on the phone now!
Just out of nowhere, his head pops off his shoulders.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring training and opening day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to the late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.